again, my finger on this left hand and the other one over here on the right hand were slow and not at the same time. So it knocked out all the AM channels. And here they are, 1340 AM, 1350 AM, 1400 AM, and then two FMs, 106.1 FM and 104.3 FM. And why do we give you all those? Because you have so many ways to access these shows. Plus, right now, we are TanTalkNetwork.com live. When you open up the website, TanTalkNetwork.com, you will see those three amigos in there. And yeah, Jen's waving, so that's good. And yes, how cool is all that? So we're glad to have Mike and Jen, newlyweds, here with us today. And Dr. Angel. And I started to say that we have something new coming this Sunday if everything works right and the creek don't rise, Zoom. God willing. Zoom. Zoom.
Zoom.
Last Sunday night, right after I left here, because I'm here every Sunday, I got home about 5:45, and I had a scheduled meeting with my family, and I called it Nana Florida's family meeting, because all my grandkids call me Nana Florida. That's what they call me. So 18 of us were on Zoom last Sunday night. It was really cool to see the three little baby boys, one in Indiana, two in Texas. And just all the grandkids, the six-year-old twins, and all of them. It was just great. It was just fantastic. What a joy. So we did that last Sunday night. First time or second time, I think, I've used Zoom. So, Dr. Angel, let's talk about that, because we're going to do this starting next week, and we're going to do a Wednesday night Bible study. For those of you that want to be and have asked for this for a while, we have people in a lot of states that have said, why can't you have Wednesday night Bible study on Zoom? Guess what?
I know.
Like, not this Wednesday, but the next.
So what, talk about the blessings that's coming out of the calamity.
Yes.
Is, you know, learning a lot of great technology that's expanding the walls of our ministry. And so a Zoom meeting we will be able to have, we'll send out, once we have it set up, we'll be able to send out the code and they can come log in and be a part and participate in our services, Wednesday night Bible study and Sunday morning.
And Sunday morning.
Hear the great music, because we have to cut that out of what goes on YouTube and Facebook because of copyright. But this is a closed meeting so that we can share worship time with them and they can feel like they're right there with us no matter where they are.
So next Sunday morning, about 10 a.m., we will begin to have that amazing Zoom meeting.
I think what's great with social media and all of this stuff is that you get to reach out with people and you get to acknowledge them.
Yes.
Some of the people, like, say, for example, that prayer ministry that we have.
Yeah, on Wednesday nights, yes. Get a pen. I'm going to give you that phone number. Go ahead.
It's a good way to reach out for those people who need prayer, and it really works great.
It works, doesn't it? Thank you, Jen, for saying that. So right now, we've been doing this for 4 or 5 weeks. We have a dedicated free conference line. Get a pen, write it down. It is 480-297-0773. That's the phone number, and then it's going to ask your name. You can just give your first name, is fine. And then it's going to ask you to put in the access code. This is Beacon of Hope's access code. I'm going to give it to you right now. 362-5851 pound. Okay, I'm going to give it to you again, all of it. So you would call the number at 515 on Wednesday nights, 480-297-0773. And then you would give your name when they ask for it, and then you'd put the access code, which this is our access code, 362-5851 pound. Okay, so 515 on Wednesday nights, we go for about an hour, prayer request, and it is so clear, isn't it? It's beautiful, Jen. Don't you love it, hearing so many of our Beaconites who can't be there right now?
Right, and we're just going to hear some of our Beaconites that we've been praying over that They were healed and they were doing good.
Yes. And we're getting all those praise reports, aren't we, Jen?
Right.
And isn't that a blessing when that happens and we can hear their voices, and even though we can't see them right now. So Zoom will begin a week from Wednesday night. And then Sunday morning will begin this coming Sunday morning right at 10 a.m., I believe. God willing, and the creek don't rise.
Yes.
Angel, what do you think about all this?
I think it's amazing. You know, we have talked for a long time about ways to expand the ministry.
Yes.
And, you know, technology is a little scary sometimes, mm-hmm. you know. And so having all this happen where we've had to learn to use a lot of new technologies, even the practice, I've had to learn how to use telehealth platforms.
Yeah, you do a lot of your clients on video now, don't
I do.
You?
I mean, they can still come
You're
in
just the, like WebMD.
I know, right? But they can still come in the office if they choose to, but a lot of people are choosing to use the telehealth platforms. But it's expanded the ministry and the walls of our church. We are not just here in Clearwater. Like, you can log in from anywhere in the world. And be a part of us and, you know, and share and congregate and worship the Lord with us. I think that is so amazing. God gets all the, I mean, there's good things coming out of this mess.
There are. BOHMglobal.com is our website. And so we will actually be putting out something on Facebook about whether or not we will be Zooming next Sunday morning, which we plan on doing, and how to access it.
We can also put that announcement on our YouTube page as well.
We have a new YouTube channel. I forget everything we got going, Dr. Angel.
Well, because all of it's like literally
brand
a couple
new.
Weeks old.
Couple weeks old. The website's brand new, bohmglobal.com. And the new YouTube channel is youtube.com/BOHM Global.
Yes, BOHM Global.
So basically, get into YouTube and then start searching for BOHM Global.
And then subscribe.
And subscribe. And then you
and put notifications on, and you'll know when we post a new service.
So hit notifications.
Mm-hmm. And they will be notified on that.
And they'll be notified. Mm-hmm. See, you two are our techie people because you're young.
No.
That's what it's
I'm
about.
I'm being forced to learn technology against my will.
But tomorrow you are turning an older age.
Yes, I am.
But you're not leaving the decade you're in.
No,
which
I'm
is
not.
Very good.
Yes.
Amen.
So you're actually fairly young. Like this when I compare you two to me. Could add your two ages together. And No, I'm not going to go there. All right. All My Hope by Crowder. Love this song. Come on. Sing along at home. Crowder, love it.
I've been held by Savior. I've felt fire from above. I've been down to the river. I ain't the same. A prodigal return. All my hope is in Jesus. Thank God that yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven. No stranger to the prison. I've worn shackles and chains, but I've been freed and forgiven. Yes, I have. I'm not going back. I'll never be the same. That's why I sing. All my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven. I've been washed by the blood. There's a kind of thing that just breaks a man. Break him down to his knees. God, I've been broken more than a time or two. Yes, Lord, then he picked me up and showed me what it means to be a man. Come on and sing. All my hope is in Jesus.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. I love that song by Crowder.
I do too.
Isn't that a cool song? Yes, just gets you into it. Just I've been corresponding here with Enrique, the director of our radio station there in Puebla, Mexico. And he said that one of our leaders in Querétaro has just been diagnosed with COVID-19. His name is Walter. So would you all please pray for Walter? And also Roxy, she's part of the church in Puebla. She also has been diagnosed. And so we're going to pray for those two, Walter and Roxy. And also Robin, part of the mission staff there in Puebla, is also finishing his last tour at sea up off of the Aleutian Islands. And Robin's not due to come back to port until the end of June. He's got a couple hundred fishermen that he's the chef on this big boat. So we need to pray for Robin that everybody stays safe and not sick. So cover Robin Hickson. So those of you who do take time to pray for people, Roxy in Puebla with COVID, Walter in Querétaro, Mexico with COVID, and Robin at sea. Enrique just asked us to pray for all of them. The Garcias have just told me they'll be here in September. They don't know that we're having this powerful service with the McKays, who have the show prior to us. We could not do it in March when we were scheduled because of COVID. It's scheduled for August 30th, and they just told me as they walked out the door, they have the show right before us, that we need to get a tent. They're expecting that many people, so I don't know what's going to happen joining our ministries together for a very special day, so put August 30th on your calendar. Let's go to Luke chapter 24, verse 21, and we're talking about these guys. Now they're talking to Jesus, but they don't know it's Jesus, and they say, we were hoping it was he, meaning Jesus, who would redeem and set Israel free. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things occurred. And moreover, now they're telling this, they think, a perfect stranger. You wouldn't believe this, but some of the women said they were at the tomb early in the morning and they couldn't find his body. And they returned saying that they had seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Verse 24 of Luke 24. So some of those who were with us went to the tomb and they found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. That's John and Peter. Found that whole story in John chapter 20. We talked about this morning on Facebook. Verse 25, and Jesus said to them, O foolish ones, sluggish in mind and dull of perception. I'm in the Amplified Bible, so you can tell what he was really meaning here when he called them foolish. Sluggish in mind and dull of perception, and slow of heart to believe. And that believe is translated, adhere to, trust in, and rely on everything the prophets have spoken. In verse 26, was it not necessary and essentially fitting that the Christ, the Messiah, should suffer all these things before entering into his glory, his majesty, and splendor? He's asking them a question. And then in verse 27 of Luke 24, then beginning with Moses and throughout all the prophets, because you see, the Messiah was prophesied to that he was going to come and that he would have to die and that he would bring healing to the nation. Beginning with Moses and throughout all the prophets, he went on explaining and interpreting to them in all the scriptures the things concerning and referring to himself. Jesus knows the word, people, because he is the word, right?
Amen.
Okay, then they drew near to the village which they were going, and he acted as if he was going to go further. I find this fascinating. We're going to get down there to the punchline in just a minute. But I find it fascinating that Jesus took the time to explain to them, Angel, the scriptures. And that so applies to us today.
Well, you know, I love, you know, wow. So let me gather my thoughts here. I think
gather
it's amazing because, you know, here we talked about they're discouraged. They're sad. They have grief. They've lost their hope. They've lost so much that they believe they've lost. And we forget the promises of God and the scriptures of God. So often we get so wrapped up in our current pain or our current circumstance that we forget what God said in his word. And I
absolutely
think that's where Jesus is taking them back to. Here it is.
Laying it out.
Laying it out.
Why
is
that
important? Back to the hope, because that's where the hope is.
Oh, that song we just did. All my hope is in Jesus. Right? Taking him back to that.
Taking them back to that hope. Taking them back to those
promises.
Why do
we have to go back to those promises? Why?
Well, we need to be reminded all the time of those promises, because we get distracted easily. We get overwhelmed in our own life and our own pain or circumstances or whatever's going on around us that we forget what God promises. We forget what God's doing.
Again, it's because the Son of God came to this earth, was manifested, 1 John 3:8, to destroy the works of the devil. Because the devil, one of the things he likes to do is distract us, disappoint us, get us discouraged. All these begin with a D, and so does Satan. You say Satan because of an S. No, in Spanish, it's Diablo. What? So that's it, that D. So distractions and disappointments and discouragement and getting us to the point that we are just kind of depressed and just not thinking, Mike, about what God. We forget. We so easily get it out of our mind what God's doing.
We need to pray constantly over our mind that God protects us and keeps us focused on
Him
and the spiritual part of life and the Word.
We do. And because the devil knows how to get to each of us, some of us in different ways than others. Jan, do you want to comment on any of that? Because I think it's a common problem we all have that we get just, we just get discouraged, you know? We get our minds just get off of God, you know? Mm-hmm.
Well, I just wanted to base some of my thoughts in the scripture. Well, those two guys, they thought that Jesus will be, I think what they really said about, because no one will going to perform another miracles again.
Right.
But what it is what happened to Jesus is that he's doing a miracle and he's doing good with the people there. But others can't believe that he's also a human, why he's performing miracles. So they can't really believe that he's the one that God sent to save us.
Right, because they probably got stuck up on the humanity, right? And we can do that too.
Right. I wanted to relate that to my experience before, because I keep on... what they call this? I keep on trying to compare myself to others. That having a, because I born and raised in a really really poor family
in the Philippines.
Yes, in the Philippines, and I was always comparing myself. That why I'm doing good, God, but why do I need to suffer all this? But
yeah,
because I have some of people that I know there that they're doing alcohol. They're just always partying, but they have a good life. Why can't I have that as well?
Right.
But I just realized so in the later part of my life, which is right now.
And you are very young, but go ahead.
I just realized that God has really a good plan for me.
Oh, very good.
But I noticed that it's not your time, but it's always His perfect time.
Oh, that's so good. That's right. And so when we try to second guess what God's doing, right, we can get all messed up.
Yeah.
And that's what I hear you saying. And here's Cleopas and this guy, they're going, wait a minute, you know, we thought it was going to be this way.
Right.
And it doesn't seem to be this way, you know? And what's so fascinating to me is that they don't have any clue that they're talking to Jesus, right? I love that about him. I think this is a really great thing. And because he sits there and explains. And I guess the point of the points I want to make is that God will let you know, like he has you, that you're okay.
Right.
That he's using all those things from your past, right?
Right.
And that you are who you are right now, where you are. He's got you right here, and he's using you. Mm-hmm. You probably wouldn't have thought that 5 years ago.
Right. And as far as of my experience, I think we need to open our minds to what really his plans to us. Don't settle on your own plan to what future will awaits you.
That's very good. Yeah. In other words, when we give it to God, right? Mm-hmm. And we just say, okay, God, we don't know how this is going to happen.
Right.
Even this COVID thing, you know, there's so many people affected by this. And so, you know, we just have to intercede and pray for the people that do are ill and all those health workers and all those people on the front lines and just keep praying for them. I want to go to verse 28. So Jesus explains to them all about the Messiah, but he doesn't say, oh, and by the way, I'm him.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't say that. And he doesn't do that with us so often. He does not come right out boldly and say, hey, don't you see me in this situation? The title of this today is, do you see him? Because I think we have to open our hearts to see him, okay? I think we have to get on the same page with what he wants for us. Right? Amen. Okay, God, not my will, but thine be done.
Amen.
Right? I surrender all. Verse 29, they urged and insisted him to come into the house with them and eat dinner with him and to stay there because they'd already walked 7 miles. Verse 30, it occurred that as he reclined at table with them, oh, I love this because we take communion every Sunday at Beacon of Hope. He took a loaf of bread and praised God and gave thanks and asked a blessing and then broke it. And was giving it to them when their eyes were instantly mm-hmm. opened and they clearly recognized him and he vanished from their sight. Verse 32, and they said to one another, were not our hearts greatly moved and burning within us while he was talking with us on the road? And as he opened and explained to us the scriptures, and they went back to Jerusalem that night. They didn't stay all night. He had disappeared right in front of their eyes. He was sitting there, and then he was gone because he had his resurrection body, mm-hmm. so he could do that. And they ran back to tell all the other disciples. Angel, a comment on that before we do this song?
I think that is I just think this is amazing because he was there, and they didn't recognize him, but he still revealed his presence still was revealing, and it was
yes.
still working in their hearts and
right.
healing their hearts of that
right.
pain and discouragement and fear and everything that they had felt. And it was like all of a sudden when he had did something familiar that
right.
they saw it. It was like,
right.
oh my gosh, they got their eyes off the problem. They got their eyes off their pain, and they could see and receive that healing inside of their hearts.
Oh, yeah. And that's what we have to do, guys. Waymaker, what do you want to say about this song, Angel?
Oh, I love this song because you know what? He is
all
of these
things
to us.
We play this all the time in church, don't we?
You know, and my favorite lines is, you know, when we can't see him, he's still there. Even if we can't feel him, he's still working. Like, he's working, and that's where our faith comes in.
Woo!
I just wanted to add up.
I'll get that in a minute.
Okay.
Waymaker.
Who you are.
You are.
Time.
Wants to be to you. Will you let him be your light in the darkness? Wow. Miracle worker. Even when we can't see him, he's there working, Mike. He's there working.
I can't see him, but I sure feel him.
You sure feel him. And boy, the anointing is so strong on this show today. Jen, yes. I'm sorry I interrupted you by hitting that button too quick. Go ahead. What were you going
to
say?
I just wanted to add up about the scripture, Luke 24, verse 30.
Mm-hmm.
We're still there.
Yeah.
I just wanted to add up that I think one of the signs as well that they recognize that it's Jesus.
Yeah.
Because of his act of humbleness, of
yes.
always giving thanks to the
yes.
Father.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they recognized it.
Right. Because Jesus didn't tell them that, oh, I'm Jesus.
No. No, I'm they recognized him. He didn't even have to do that. That's
right.
A great point. So here's what happened in Luke 24. They go running back to Jerusalem, 7 miles. I think they ran pretty daggone fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They had already walked 7 miles. So, I mean, that's like they didn't want to stay all night and wait to see mm-hmm. what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. They go running back to tell the disciples, and they get back. And they're talking about him in verse 36, and they're telling him everything that happened. He took his, in verse 36 of Luke 24, suddenly there Jesus is standing in their midst. I don't think he ran. I think he just moved right there because he was in his resurrection body. And Jesus took his stand, verse 36, and stood among them and said, peace. We talked about that this morning on the Facebook and the YouTube post. Go back there and we'll catch those. Peace. And in the Amplified Bible, it defines peace as freedom from all the distresses that are experienced as the result of sin. Mm-hmm. Peace to you, he said. They were so startled and terrified that they thought they saw a spirit, a ghost. And he said to them, verse 38, Why are you disturbed and troubled, and why do you such have doubts and questionings arising in your hearts? And in verse 39, then he says, okay, here, look at my hands. Look at my feet. Same thing he did in John 20. Very same thing. And it is I, myself. Feel and handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have. You see, our resurrected bodies are going to have flesh and bones, but no blood. That's the difference. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still could not believe it for sheer joy, he said to them, have you anything here to eat? In our resurrected bodies, we're going to be able to eat. We know we are, because Jesus said, we mentioned this a couple weeks ago on the show, that we're going to be eating in the kingdom of God with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Oh, wow. We're going to be eating around the table with them. Okay? He gave them a piece of broiled fish, and he took it, and he ate it, and he said, this is what I told you when I was still with you. Everything which is written concerning me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. And he opened up their minds to understand the scriptures. Thus it is written that the Christ, the Messiah, verse 46, should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead. And that repentance, as a condition of forgiveness of sin, should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And verse 49, and behold, I will send forth upon you what my Father has promised. And that was the Holy Spirit. So that's the promise, the Holy Spirit. Wow, what do you think it must have been to be these disciples and see Jesus just bust through the walls and come right there? I don't think he opened the door. I think he just went right through the wall. Angel?
I think it had to be pretty amazing. I mean, I can only imagine. And, you know, just like Christ, you know, to give us the evidence that we need. Sometimes, you know, our humanness, we need to see it for ourselves or experience it for ourselves. And and he does that, you know. He understands our humanness and our human needs, you know, and that he could have just, you know, been like, oh my gosh, you guys are complete fools. I can't believe I picked you to, like, be my disciples. You obviously don't believe. Like, he could have, like, shamed them, right? Like, that's how many of us feel like God's doing to us. But that's not his character.
It's not what he does.
He met them where they were at. He comforted them. Like, that's what he does. That's what he wants to do. And the more time we spend with him, I believe, the more time we're in the Word, the more time we're in worship, the more he's opening our eyes to deeper levels of him.
Amen. Amen. Mike?
Thank God for a God of who he is to preserve his Word down through the ages, that we know who he is.
Amen.
We didn't see Jesus then, but when he left the Holy Spirit, we can feel his Spirit and know that it's real.
Absolutely. And when we flow in the Spirit of God, then we are aware. We see him in the little things in our lives sometimes. Somebody says something and it just clicks within us. Or we just feel like all week long, this happened to me, I think last Monday, I had this phrase that came to me, do you see him? And I wrote it down on a scrap paper. And then as the week began to progress, I began to realize that was what we were going to talk about today. Really, do we see him?
Well, they say, you've heard the phrase, seeing is believing.
Right.
We can't see him, but when we bear witness with another one, that our spirit has felt it, and we know that we know that we know.
Amen.
Your spirit bears witness, so really, you do see it.
Amen. Yeah.
So I can see that.
Absolutely. Jen, did you want to comment on that?
Yeah, I think what it is when we really open our hearts, we see how wonderful his work had done to us, how wonderful our life is right now, and how grateful we are.
Mm-hmm. And it changes us, doesn't it, Angel? It changes us from the inside out, because we don't want to be the same old way we've always been.
No, you're right. It does. It changes us. That's that transformation that's happening to us. The more time we spend with him, the more like him we become, the more we are glowing his spirit, the more people are, you know, we're the salt and the light.
Amen. Go with me to Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. Wow. You say, that's a change of pace. Let's go back there. This is John, the one who was the first one to arrive at the tomb after Mary Magdalene. And John wrote these words that were given to him by the Spirit of the living God. Revelation 1:5. And these words come from Jesus Christ, the faithful and trustworthy witness, the firstborn of the dead. We know that. He was firstborn of the dead. First to be brought back to life. And the prince of the kings of the earth, to him whoever loves us. Have we not been talking about that the whole show, how much he loves us? To him whoever loves us and has once and for all loosed and freed us from our sins by his own blood. Okay, everybody see where I am? I'm in Revelation 1:6 now. He has formed us into a kingdom, a royal race, priests. Guys, you are something special. You're part of a royal kingdom, part of a priesthood. To his God and Father, to him be the glory and the power and the majesty and the dominion throughout the ages and forever and ever. Amen and amen. Why do we praise God and worship God? We were carried away today at Beacon of Hope in our worship. Why do we do that? Why are we engaging in that worship? Because we know his power. And we just want to. It just comes from within us. Verse 7 of Revelation chapter 1. Behold, he is coming with clouds. Do you believe that, folks?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
I do, too. I believe it with all my heart. Angel, do you believe it?
Yes, I do.
Yes, she was sidetracked writing in her Bible. Behold, he is coming with the clouds. Go ahead,
when
Mike.
When you're a believer,
yeah,
and you have an experience with Christ,
mm-hmm,
and when you know that you know that you know,
mm-hmm,
you don't doubt it.
You don't doubt it. So you guys believe these words, that he's coming?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes when those that don't know, that hasn't never had a personal relationship with Christ and hasn't experienced the Holy Spirit,
yeah,
within yourself. And when you become a believer, you will see it and you'll feel it.
And you feel
it. Seeing it.
And one day, every eye will see him.
Amen.
Even those who pierced him. Whoa. That means even the ones who are dead. And all the tribes of the earth shall gaze upon him and beat their breasts and mourn and lament over him. Even so must it be, amen, so be it. Verse 8 of Revelation 1, Jesus says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord God. He who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Now go with me to the last chapter of Revelation. It's 22, I believe. 22, and we're going to verse 4. I think it's 22. Yep. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. And there shall be no more night. They have no need for lamplight or sunlight, for the Lord God will illuminate them and be their light. And they shall reign as kings forever and ever through the eternities. Verse 7, behold, I am coming speedily. Blessed and happy to be envied is he who observes and lays to heart and keeps the truths of these prophecies contained in this little book. We have a responsibility to do something with what we know to be truth. Jesus is coming soon. And we know that. Could it be in the next hour or two? Sure. We don't know. Whenever he comes, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
Amen.
I'm going to get your comments in a minute after we do this song, and you guys will recognize it because we did it this morning in church. It's been on my heart all week long. I have listened to this song probably 15, 25 times this week. Sandy Patty, We Shall Behold Him.
The sky shall unfold, preparing the stars. applaud here with thunders of praise. The sweet light in his eyes shall enhance.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the living God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but that just blesses my heart. Woo! I want you all to comment right now. Why did we use that song this morning and today on this show? Somebody. Oh, let's get your mics back on. You guys were just having church in there. I had to turn you off because you're just crazy good in there,
we're
Mike.
We're waiting for that day.
Woo! We are waiting for that day. Yes.
That's our hope.
That's what it's all about.
Doesn't that just stir it within you and then make you realize he's coming? He's coming back and he's coming soon. And no matter what we're going through in our lives, no matter how hard it is, no matter how many struggles, how many fears, how many concerns we have, he is right here with us and he's going to see us through this.
While the song was playing, I was just visualizing how that would happen.
Were you? I was too. Yes, I was too. I could just see the skies opening. We have that beautiful picture that Michelle, one of our people, painted years ago for us at Beacon of Hope with the sky opening up. Mm-hmm. It's on the back wall of the church. And the sky opening up, and here's Jesus coming, and we're all just standing there looking like, wow. Yeah. Jen, what did that do to you? Praise God.
I mean, I know I'm not ready yet, but...
Well, are we ever really going to be ready? I mean, we want to go on living our life. We want our cake and eat it too, don't we?
I'm ready.
Okay.
But I accepted that Jesus is really coming for us.
Yes, yes, he is. We don't know exactly the timing. Yeah, we never will. Dr. Angel, your thoughts?
First of all, wow, Sandy Patty. I love Sandy Patty.
And she's from my neck of the woods, right up there in Indiana, down the street.
Her
down
voice
the road.
Is incredible, and I think it's just... Wow, that song just, it goes right into like the fiber of your being.
Doesn't it?
Like how majestic it's going to be around that throne room. Like that's what I envision when I hear that song is like, how amazing.
You know who wrote that? Dottie Rambo.
Wow.
And Dottie Rambo's already in heaven experiencing all this, but she wrote that for Sandy to sing. And that is just so amazing to know we are going to be experiencing this very thing.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
Wow. There's so much has happened on the show. I've been getting a lot of comments coming in, and we thank God for all you who listen and who are engaged in the show with us, and we praise God for every one of you and pray that you will be blessed in the days ahead and that this show has helped you deal with some things going on in your life. I'm going to give each one of our team members here a moment to just talk about whatever you want to say after all this we've been through for all day, really, this morning and then this afternoon, too. So, Jen, you want to go first?
Well, I mean, I haven't experienced giving some thoughts and on the radio.
Yeah.
And I was so blessed that I was with this ministry.
Yes, we are so glad to have you.
I was able to share my thoughts on and my experiences of the glory that I receive. I mean, all the blessings and my experience with God, my personal experience with God. I mean, I'm so blessed that all of the things that happened to me and to my family as well is, you know, great.
Yes, God is working in your life. And
Amen.
You finding Mike a few years back, and now you guys are married. And everything that you've all both been through together, what a joy, what a blessing you are. And what a wonderful addition to the ministry here at Beacon of Hope. Michael, do you want to comment?
Sure. I know we can't see him now. I know we're going to see him one day if you're looking for him.
Yes.
But right now, I don't need to see him. I can sure feel him. I know his presence is here.
Yes.
But I know one day I will get to
see him. Yes. And don't we see him every day, though, in all the things that happen in our lives?
Right.
We see him working. Yeah. We see him.
I'm speaking on the physical.
Yeah, on the physical side.
Guys.
Yeah. But someday we're going to see him like that. I mean, wow. Wow. Angel, Dr. Angel.
Well, you know, I love that the verses we cover today, because I think we can relate in what we're going through and that we are going through painful time as a world. But we have to remember that we can't keep our focus on what's going, the negative, what's going wrong. We need to start looking for him and the blessings and trust him. He has He has the beginning. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. All of time is in the span of his hand.
Yes.
So we need to put that trust in him and ask him, you know, Lord, you know, give me strength to get through this. Give me, you know, what can I learn getting through this?
Yes, like, amen.
You know.
Let's pray for our listeners right now, team. Dear Lord, we come before you. We just ask that you bring your mighty presence, as you have been doing on the show and on our things that we were doing this morning, Facebook and YouTube. Lord, we just ask that your presence would be so real as people listen, as they engage in your word, as they listen to songs that edify you and encourage them. Lord, we don't know where they all are scattered around this globe, but you do, because we're all your kids. So you know where we all are. So Lord, the ones that are listening or will listen in the future to this broadcast, we speak a blessing upon them right now from the bottom of our hearts. We ask God that you meet every need that they have, whatever that might be, whether it be financial, whether it be a physical need, to those that are suffering from COVID or other diseases or infirmities. Lord, we speak healing in the name of Jesus, Lord, to every single one that's suffering right now. Those that are suffering emotionally, Lord, we just speak to their emotions. Yes, and we just speak healing and wholeness and the peace that passes all understanding, which is you, Jesus, to just invade their space.
Yes, amen.
And to cause them to desire a relationship deeper with you than they've ever known before.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, if there is anyone listening or will listen that does not know you as our personal Lord and Savior, let this moment in time be the time that they say, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Yes, forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. And I accept you now. Come and live in me. Lord, if there's anybody like that out there, let them pray that. Let them talk to you. And let them receive all the blessings that you have for them. Lord, it's really been a joy to be here today. We have really loved every single moment. We just absolutely, for our 13th anniversary show, it was totally amazing, mighty God. And you get all the glory and the praise, and we love you so very much.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. Do either of you, any of you, have anything else left you want to say? You've been fabulous, little team. This is only the second time Mike and Jen have been on, right? Or third, maybe? Third, fourth? I don't know. Not very many. But you guys are doing great and just sharing from your hearts, and that's what it's all about. Angel, you want to wrap anything up?
You know, I do. This was a really anointed show today. I can tell you can definitely feel the Spirit of God.
Amen.
And, you know, our hope is in Him, you know, and that's the only place where our hope really can be found. And so I just really want to encourage our listeners to reach for Him. Reach for Him.
Amen. Reach for Him. Yeah. Get in the Word. Get in the book of John. Get in Matthew. We're teaching Matthew right now. And know that there is a group of people here based in Clearwater, Florida, who love every single one of you, even if we never meet you. Someday in heaven we will. So be sure and point out to us in heaven, you know, that you are part of our listening audience. I don't know if they will do that kind of thing in heaven or what, but you know what? We just speak a blessing into your life. And we want you to know that we're here for you. Send your prayer request to prayers at bohmglobal.com. Check out our website, bohmglobal.com. And know that God loves you and has a plan for your life, a plan to bless you and give you a hope. And we want you to find that. If you want to contact us, you can contact me personally, pastor@bohmglobal.com. Again, our website is bohmglobal.com. Go there and you will find out everything about what we do, who we are, and where we're ministering in different parts of the globe. God bless every single one of you. We hope you will join us again next week for a dynamic, anointed show. And don't forget, try to check out Facebook on my page or the ministry. We will have it on both places. If we're going to pull off the Zoom thing on Sunday morning, we'll let you know so that you can join us. God bless every one of you. Mike and Jen Cumbus, the newlyweds, Dr. Angel Falzoni, the counselor, and me, the pastor, Marcia McAllister. God bless you all. See you soon. Next week, we hope.
WZCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
Special report, coronavirus update.